From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertip. But as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sorry about my voice, folks. I don't know what's going on. I've been doing great after recovering from the COVID. But I'm just telling you right now that it still seems to affect my voice. I still need to clear my throat a lot. It's just, I guess, part of the great recovery as they try to force the great reset on us, huh? All right, a quick reset, quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked about this pastor. His name is Arthur, I think is how you say his name, Pulaski. He's a Canadian pastor, and he's facing 6 years in prison. Why? For sharing the gospel and having church there. Can't be having church. Might kill everybody with the COVID, don't you know? It's insane, ladies and gentlemen, and it's got to stop. They're out of control. They arrested him at the border. He was in the United States, I guess, trying to tell the tale of liberty and promote the gospel of Christ. And on his way back, they nailed him, arrested him. Our prayers are with him. The federal government, they say, may shut down at the end of today. I respond and ask the question, does it even really matter? Look, they've been doing this for decades. Shut the government down, have everybody panic, pick sides, blame one another. And then at the end of the day, whoever shuts the government down loses so much political capital, they eventually cave. What's the end game? They'll probably, if they're smart, not that I'm raising the debt ceiling, don't misunderstand me, I'm against that too. But they've lost their opportunity to have real meaningful change, reduce spending in government, and do what's right. They rejected Rand Paul's penny plan. In other words, reduced by one penny, 1%. They rejected that. So you know they're not serious about saving money or reducing spending or balancing the budget or doing anything fiscally responsible. They're not interested in any of that. But at the train wreck crisis time, they'll probably go, yeah, we're going to blink and raise the debt ceiling. We're going to put it off. Well, till Christmas or something, and that way you and I, at Christmas time, while we're trying to celebrate, they'll sell us down the river. You know, something like that'll usually happen. So 9 times out of 10, they'll blink because they know that wasting too much political capital doesn't make any sense. But it's possible they might dig in because then they want you to know they're very serious as you elect them in 2022. By golly, we shut down the government, try to hold the Democrats accountable, and man, we had to blink and eventually, you know, go their way. But you saw how serious we are, right? And then if you elect them, they're not serious at all. And they waste time and back the swamp and do all the things they always do, betraying us over and over and over again. That's kind of the telltale. So I don't know that it even matters if they shut down the government tonight. I don't know that it matters if they raise the debt ceiling or not. At the end of the day, they're not taking, in my opinion, responsibility as they should. They're just passing the burden of absolute extreme debt and more extreme every day as they spend belligerently to the next generation. Yeah, that is, put a millstone around the neck of your children, all in the name of can't take care of business for ourselves today. What a shame they all are, in my humble opinion. We can't continue to take a swig from the economic bottle of false prosperity and expect no end game. There will be an end game. Make no mistake, our debtors will call in the debt. They will call in the cards at some point. Do we want to be fiscally responsible and start making changes so we can land this plane that's about to crash? Or are we just going to bury our head in the sand, lie to one another, play the blame game while we crash in spectacular fashion? That's the reality check you got to face, and that's what's really going on. Has anybody been willing to give it to you as straight as I am, ladies and gentlemen? I don't think so. Furthermore, to make matters really reality check-based, the only real way back is to return to constitutional currency, gold and silver, and jettison the Federal Reserve, the fake, fiat, bogus, dishonest money system altogether. Yeah. Fire the Federal Reserve. Make Congress responsible for their responsibilities delegated to them by the citizenry, by we the people, by the consent of the governed. The sooner you do it, the better. And then we can have real change, real prosperity, true asset-based economic systems that make sense, and then back the free enterprise system with the engine of constitutional currency, and you really have something to count for success now. Unless we make those moves ultimately, it will be a disaster. It's just how long, when, what, who, how bad will it be, which generation will be forced to face the music, all that, right? All right. Anyway, I thought I'd just give you the economic reality check straight. And I challenge any economist, I should say, on the planet to debate me. Okay? I'm telling you the economic reality, the truth. And sad to say, we're in an inflationary period backed by supply chain problems. I'll talk about that with Brian Russ coming up here in a little bit. But inflation, supply chain problems, yeah, it's all a-coming. Even the best economics professors and, quote, economists and specialists and everybody else is kind of worried about it in the back of their minds. They don't dare breathe too much about it. But that is the reality check we're facing at this very time under the Biden. I don't know what you call it. What is it under the Biden? What, tyranny? All right. Thousands of New York healthcare workers placed on unpaid leave facing firing because they won't take the vaccines. And then they complain, oh, man, the hospitals are overwhelmed. We don't have enough people to take care of them. Well, no duh, you fired half of them, you idiots. All right, USPS mail delivery is about to get a whole lot more expensive and a whole lot slower. They say permanently slower, temporarily more expensive. How do they know temporarily more expensive? Can they predict that inflation is just going to be short-lived? I don't think so. So to me, it's going to be permanently slower and permanently more expensive. What do you get? Not less for more? Is that how that is? All right, hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live, still available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Hour two, we had our guest on, Lindsay Nurl, doing a phenomenal job. She's a homeschooling mother of six who has been homeschooling since 2004. And her interest in small business and entrepreneurship led to a freelance writing career that complemented her homeschool style. She was able to homeschool and educate. She's been influencing people since 2008, doing a phenomenal job. She's been a trusted source and a whole lot more. Her website, homeschoolhacksbook.com. That's homeschoolhacksbook.com. And lindseynurl.com. L-I-N-S-E-Y. And then her last name is K-N-E-R-L. K-N-E-R-L. LindseyNurl.com. Doing a great job. Lindsay Nurl's book, Homeschool Hacks, was published by Simon & Schuster. And her advice in the book is faith neutral, but she has faith herself. She just wants to appeal to everyone. Anyway, doing a great job. Lindsay Nurl, great guest. Very educational, especially in modern day when more and more and more folks are homeschooling. Big time. It's a real blessing book. That's a great weekend read and a great resource as you continue or join the homeschool journey. That's the homeschool journey. You may do it in high school too, by the way, but it's really the homeschool journey we're talking about, right? That's just insane. Tucker Carlson resents. ADL, that's the Anti-Defamation League's response to his great replacement theory remarks. They say he's a racist. They say he's a bigot. They say he's a homophobe, a xenophobe, a who knows what. And here's my statement. Sam doubles down on the simple fact we are all God's children. When will we act like it, people? I don't want to debate and blame the Jews. I don't want to debate and blame the blacks or blame the whites or blame anybody. Why don't we just take a step back and say, what does it take to bless the lives of all people in every country across the planet, all of God's children? What can we do to make their lives better? What can we do to come together and set aside our differences? What can we do to let people spend time with their loved ones, the people around them, their families? What can we do to keep people healthy and well and allow people to prosper? What can we do to enable all those things for everybody? See, and I ask a question like that, and they say, ah, see, we knew you were a racist. What are you talking about? I want everyone to do well. I want to make everybody great. Not necessarily again. We're all God's children. He's our creator. He's our Father in heaven. Jesus Christ is the great Savior and mediator with our Father. Right? We can all turn to those solutions. You say, well, Sam, what about the people that don't believe in Jesus? What about the people that don't believe in your God? I get it. I still love them too. I still hope they prosper and do well. I hope by my kind life, my role model or my example, my discipleship, one day I hope they learn the truth. That's all. In the meantime, I still hope for the best for every one of them. Anyway, this great reset by the federal government because the COVID and the economy and climate change and everything else is disaster. This, quote, great replacement theory is bad news. They want to basically just jettison all white male Christians and replace them with others in the world. I don't want to replace anybody. I want everyone to have the life God intended them to have. Right? I want them to live out their days and fulfill God's intent and purpose for them in their lives, and I want everybody to be afforded that opportunity. After all, God said multiply and replenish the earth, and he didn't say it to any given race. He said it to all of us. And then he said there's plenty to spare, meaning there's plenty on the earth to take care of the children that he sent to the earth. Okay, trust God, will you please? Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. I've got Brian Rust, RustQuinnGift.com, back with me, man. Brian Rust and his family have been educating Americans about constitutional currency, gold and silver, for 50 years, helping people understand how to invest slowly in metals and eventually round out their portfolio with solutions. Gold and silver acting as a great hedge against the ups and downs of the psychotic fake economy based on fiat, dishonest money, and more. Brian, welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
All right, let's chime into the Honest Money Report now. What's gold looking like at spot today?
The paper price today is $1,736.50.
$1,736.50. Okay, what about silver?
$2,182.
Wow, it's down, huh?
It's down about a dollar, just over a dollar. On paper, it's kind of a, I look at this market as a a weeding out. I mean, they kind of play this game. They can't really allow these metals to just take off, because then the writing's on the wall. And I believe the writing is on the wall, and most people ought to be able to see it. But yeah, this is, and this is how they manipulate. I mean, they can do it on paper, and they're doing it. So,
and you're saying they're doing it in spades right now, suppressing the price because they don't want you to realize that, hey, the dollar's in trouble, that, hey, things aren't looking great. Honest Money Report puts gold right now, $736.50, silver, $21.82. How much does it take to get a silver eagle, silver dollar right now?
You're still around that $34-$35 range.
All right, so it's dropping slightly compared to the $38-$39 we've been talking about, you know, a month two ago kind of a thing, but it's still not dropping as much as the silver is, right? Even the spread's getting even a little bit greater in comparison to the total dollar spent, right?
Correct.
All right, fascinating. Yep. Gold and silver report, ladies and gentlemen. They're manipulating it harder. What's the ratio of gold to silver, sir?
Oh, let's see. Let's figure that out real quick. I should have had that. But it
anyway, I'm sorry.
Seven.
I want to compare that because it kind of changes so much. It's interesting
right.
to kind of see the ratio as they manipulate it. The problem is they can't control the numbers that we're tracking. In other words, the difference between spot and what you can actually get the metals for. That tells you plenty. Basically $21.82 for spot, but like $34-$35 to actually get your hands on a silver eagle, silver dollar. And then when you look at gold and silver and the changing values as they continue to suppress and manipulate reality on paper, if people took possession, their con game would be halted in an instant. But as long as people play in paper, they can manipulate this game. And the ratios, though, they can't really control. As they manipulate the numbers, the ratios tell the story, too. So there's numbers that we can highlight, Brian, is the point I'm making while you're figuring this out. The numbers that we're highlighting, they can't hide that those truths, right?
Right. So it's 79.64 right now.
In other words, it's not, the spread isn't near as big as it's been. I mean, it was up plus 90 plus when we were talking a few months ago, Brian.
Yeah, it got over 100. Yeah, we were over 100.
Over 100, okay.
Yeah. So.
Wow. All right, well, here's the interesting headline that I want to focus on today. They're saying that inflation is going to get out of control and be sustained. In other words, inflation's here. It's here to stay. It's going to get worse. But here's the interesting thing that I see from this headline. As you know, we've taken our dollar. It used to be backed by constitutional currency, gold and silver, right? Now we've jettisoned that per the early 70s entirely. And we've replaced it with oil backing, so to speak. Not backing physically. You can't walk in and take a dollar and then walk out with a quart of oil or something. But it's backed by oil in the sense that we've mandated that the United States dollar be the world currency and that everybody must trade oil or petrol for dollars. It's kind of the king trade swap they've done. So it's effectively backed by oil, calling it the petrodollar. Sad to say now. Oil's a pretty good commodity, but not near as stable, not near as reliable and consistent as gold and silver. There's too much change in demand. Everybody gets locked down from COVID, and they don't need near the oil they need when they're running around everywhere in their SUVs and such. I digress, except to say here's the headline. Oil prices have surged around the world in recent weeks, which will lead to higher inflation. That's according to industry experts. Rising oil prices have been one of the biggest drivers of inflation. TBM Oil Associate Senior Analyst Stephen Brennick said on Tuesday, that's according to CNBC, and the worsening inflationary situation will act as a drag on the fragile economic recovery and oil consumption. This brings us neatly onto the issue of demand destruction. Anyway, they talk about the, quote, international benchmark for measuring oil prices spiked above $80 a barrel on Tuesday, and they say by the end of the year, it'll be above $90 a barrel. Brian.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting scenario there. The metal, the petrodollar, which you talked about, which is actually true in that trading the issue too is a lot of the countries out there, they don't like the petrodollar. They didn't, you know, we've seen in the past where they don't want to trade, and they've tried to get around trading with the petrodollar, which has come back to we've put some sanctions or fines on them and trying to get up and around our dollar, because obviously we need it, we want that money. But it's interesting to just see. And I believe, you know, when Trump was in office and so on, that the oil prices came down, that caused issues with other countries, because now we weren't relying on them, and now we're back to relying on them, and they're just going to put it to us, if you ask me.
Now, they say there's supply chain bottlenecks. That's going to increase costs. It's been persisting a whole lot longer than they expected it to. That and oil continuing to go up and up and up is going to tell the story, they say. This is bad, Brian. This is not looking good, because the question is, who has control to stop it? And the more we rebound as an economy, almost the worse it'll make it. In other words, the more pressure we put on the supply chain, the more we buy and sell and trade and try to get back to normal, we almost create our own demise. It's almost as if it would be smarter to relax a little bit and not force the supply chains to break, not force oil to continue to go up, because there's so much pent-up demand, etc. I'm not really saying we should just sit at home, but I am saying we almost make matters worse the more we try to enjoy the economy or enjoy the return to prosperity, etc. What do you say to all that?
Yes, I think there's a lot of, I think there's some surrounding information that needs to be happening here. I mean, we obviously have resources here. Biden's definitely gone against Trump and anything that he did, which is part of that, getting the resources, using our own resources, relying on ourselves, whether it be food, oil, whatever it is. Well, going away from that and the issues that perhaps Trump put on the world, saying, okay, everybody's going to pay their fair share. No one's going to be, you know, jabbing us with higher prices and so on. I think we can take care of ourselves. Well, now we turn that, because we don't want to do that. So now we rely on other countries to supply that. Well, they're already irritated at us. So they're going to raise prices. Say, to heck with you. You put sanctions on us. You dropped our oil prices. We lost money. Now we're coming back at you. And I think this administration has just thrown us under the bus in all avenues. And it's going to put a lot of pressure on us as a people, because, yeah, now we're under these other countries, waiting for them to tell us here's what you're going to pay. And it's going to be a lot more than what, you know, you thought. And yeah, all these issues that are coming up, that's why, you know, when we talk about honest money, that's why we're saying, you know, peace of mind is preparation. And they say, oh, everything's going to be okay and everything, but it's not. And we know it's not. And so we're just, here's one more thing.
It's kind of like the emperor's new clothes that nobody wants to really admit what's going on, but they know full well. In Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, and in state capitals across America, politicians are pushing green energy solutions to supposedly solve the climate crisis. But are we actually destroying the environment in the name of energy? This is the point that I've tried to make for a long time on your radio.
Right.
Anyway, the bottom line is many experts are now starting to say, yes, you know what? We're destroying the environment on this green energy altar. And this is going to really raise prices and really change the game, too. You got some car manufacturers saying, look, we're jettisoning gas vehicles altogether. You got them shutting down power plants, the coal-fired kind, left and right, to the point where we're creating our own energy demise right before our very eyes. Because none of this green energy stuff is ready for prime. That's incredibly expensive. That's why it's got to be subsidized by government. It's not only expensive, but it's really hard to use. We just don't have prime time. I'll give you an example to make the point when we come back, and then turn it over to Brian to provide greater analysis on this sad state of reality checks. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Brian Rust, rustquittandgift.com. You got a friend in the constitutional currency business, ladies and gentlemen.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States is in talks with countries that border Afghanistan about housing over-the-horizon counterterrorism operations that would allow U.S. military to survey and strike targets in the Taliban-controlled nation. That's according to senators who attended a classified hearing with Pentagon leaders this week. The Pentagon leader's testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee showed that President Biden solely owns the foreign policy fiasco. So says Republican Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska on Newsmax.
President Biden solely owns this foreign policy fiasco. His generals advised him not to remove a small force of American military members, and we saw what happened in August. But the other main takeaway is it's clear the president has not been leveling with the American people. On so many big issues, he has not been telling the truth.
USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Understood. A new back-to-school study conducted by Understood and Unidose U.S. reveals 90% of U.S. teachers and 61% of parents believe there will be increased challenges for children, especially students with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD and dyslexia. Amanda Morin is the director of thought leadership at Understood.org, a nonprofit and lifelong guide for people who learn and think differently.
Teachers and parents are concerned about academics, anxiety, and social-emotional development. While more than half of educators see a need for parents to partner better with teachers, 44% of parents don't know how to start conversations with teachers about learning challenges. We provide the tools and resources to help them get started.
Take Note is a web-based guide based on a four-step process of noticing, observing, talking, and engaging. It helps families and teachers identify signs of learning and thinking differences in children and use that understanding to better support them. For more information, visit u.org/take note.
The big money guy for the United States, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, has a hater on Capitol Hill. Brad Bernard from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, pressing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on his record on financial regulation, said she wouldn't support him for a second term as head of the U.S. Central Bank, the highest profile Democrat with a say on his confirmation to come out against him.
Renominating you means gambling that for the next 5 years, a Republican majority at the Federal Reserve with a Republican chair who has regularly voted to deregulate Wall Street, won't drive this economy over a financial cliff again.
Powell's term expires in February, and Bloomberg News has reported that White House aides are considering recommending President Joe Biden keep him on the job. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thank you, Brad. We are USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. We're talking about the economic realities, ladies and gentlemen. Destroying the environment in the name of green energy. They're starting to admit this, and we're seeing more and more and more of this reality check. They don't want you to believe it's true, but more and more evidence shows that it indeed is, Brian. I believe this is going to be one of the great catalysts for inflation as you deny us other energy options that are cheap, affordable, ubiquitous, etc., with rare, expensive, kind of, panacea solutions that aren't really ready for prime time. It's trouble. I'll give you a quick example. I've got a friend, a very liberal friend, I might add. You know, I'm kind to everybody and friends with people, and sometimes they don't agree with me politically, but they're still great people. Even though they're deceived, you know, I get it. But nevertheless, she has this car, and it's an electric vehicle only. And she drove up from California. And then she got stuck in Utah because she wasn't near a charging station there. And anyway, it was a big old fiasco to get her car to a charging station. Then it took like 5 hours to charge, and it literally ruined one whole day of her vacation because she just couldn't get the charge that she needed for the vehicle. And I look at that, and I go, see what I mean, folks? This is disaster. Right? That's what we're seeing, Brian. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of the underlying issues that you know, they don't bring up. And that I believe that goes hand in hand with saying, okay, well, we've got to go green. We've got to get rid of these gas vehicles and so on. You know, the prices are starting to go way up. I mean, it's the whole agenda is ridiculous. I mean, I get the fact of, okay, you know, it, you know, technology and so on. Okay. And some people might want technology, but let's not, you know, wishy-wash the truth and say, well, we got to, everybody's got to go green. We're going to force you to go. We got to, we, you know, or, and that's just a big joke. I mean, this force is, it's just like the jab and the booster and all these other things. We're forcing and dividing our country. And yet I thought this president kind of came out, oh no, we're really going to bring you the people back together. Trump has just divided us and we're really going to, well, I don't see it. In fact, I just keep seeing more and more criminal things going on. I mean, we could talk about Afghanistan and Poland. I mean, the list continues to go on. So if the writing's not on the wall and we can't as educated human beings see what's happening, well, I sure can. I and I'm not very well educated. I deal in filthy lucre, which I know quite a bit about. But the writing's on the wall, and more, we're just being led down to hell, if you ask me. And so it's Satan's plan. But anyway, we ought to all go out and get in line for a Tesla or whatever it is. A Bolt or.
I mean, it's crazy a little bit. Let me give you an example. You know what? We're heading for a mountain of toxic PV panel waste. We're going to have toxic solar panel, you know, waste everywhere at some point. Okay. For example, you know, you cannot rob Peter to pay Paul when it comes to energy. We've learned this. You can't create something for nothing. So when they act like they're getting rid of the toxins in the air, where are they going, Brian?
Yeah.
Where are they going? Let's take a, what do they call it? A catalytic converter?
Yeah, catalytic converters, right?
And you run your, you know, deal through that, and it's supposed to basically, you know, remove a lot of the toxins from your exhaust before it goes out your exhaust pipe, right?
Right.
But where does it go? Well, Sam, there's a little box of charcoal in there, and it all just sucks it up forever.
It's that rhodium. It's that sponge that sucks it all up.
And you say, Sam, I say, well, what happens when there's no more room to suck it all up? Well, Sam, don't you know you just replace your catalytic converter, you get another one. Okay, well, what happens to the one that I had that's full of toxins? It's like this power-packed tiny box full of just extreme levels of compressed toxins. What happens to it? Where does it go, Brian?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's, we recycle it, Sam. How do you recycle bad air? Bad.
That's right.
How do you... Okay, at some point, it doesn't make any sense to people like me. Maybe I'm not very smart. But where does it go, Brian?
That's right. That's a good Tupperware. See, everyone has to have Tupperware because Tupperware will hold it in the vendor's blast. Anyway, that was a bad joke. But anyway, yeah.
It's not a bad joke. It makes the point so well, it's comical. I mean, it makes the point, though, so well. Where does it go? You can't just put it all in Tupperware, people.
That's right.
I mean, it's a brilliant point. And look, they act like they just somehow, you know, compress it. It just this little – how big is your Cadillac converter, Brian, on your car?
Well, not very big. I mean, it's probably
– Well, let's say this. You can hold it in your hands.
Right. Correct.
Right? Okay, so it's not that big. How does it just hold years and years of driving your vehicle, all the bad stuff?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, and then you have electric cars with batteries. How do you make those batteries? And how do you make those solar panels and windmills? And you got to take down a bunch of trees to put up windmills. And and everywhere I look around, all you're doing is lying to the people, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and pretending you're saving the environment. But it's at great expense.
Yeah.
Destroying the environment in the name of green energy, destroying the environment to save it. Is that what we're talking about, Brian?
I think that's what we're talking about. You know, and the one thing is too, we live in a world. It's not just the United States. We live in a world. So it's interesting to me that maybe China, they could care less and burn the coal and push the air out there, and that doesn't really affect us because we're the United States. You know, we're not, that's funny, aren't we the world? And I think that pollution there has affected us. It's like California. I mean, obviously the states, but if California is burning a fire, sure affected us right here in Utah. So I think, okay, well, if China's burning and they burn coal and they really don't care about what we care about, well, doesn't that affect us? So, I mean, their agenda, you can't, if we're not all on the same page, I think that that's probably a problem based on their, what they're trying to push on us. So I don't know.
Anyway, I just look at it and say, we are creating our own demises. Let me just give you examples to make the point, Brian, and then I want you to respond. I know you got to go here pretty quick for an early date today, but I want to really get this. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of all the hospital workers because they won't take vaccines. Then right. We're going to run around and complain we can't deliver babies and perform normal services because we don't have the staff. And then we're going to run around and complain that everybody is going to the hospital because of COVID and they shouldn't be. It's all the unvaxxed bad guys going to the hospital. But then what we're going to do is we're not going to make oxygen available to anybody. We're not going to make tried and true drugs and solutions that are easy to get and make a big difference to let people, you know, get well at home. We're not going to do any of that. Okay, we're going to go ahead and shut down all the normal, you know, oil refineries and coal-fired power plants and all the, quote, traditional energy that's ubiquitous. And then we're going to replace it with all these green options that really can't sustain the energy. And then we're going to complain that we're out of energy. Never mind the fact that we forced a switch prematurely, not ready for it, not ready for prime time. We're going to run around and complain about that. We're going to run around and create fake money and then complain that inflation's just getting us. Man, the poor economy is just taking a beating due to inflation. Never mind the fact that if you were on honest money, it would be fine and we wouldn't have the inflationary scenario because, hey, honest money acts as a hedge against inflation by its very intrinsic nature. We go on and on and on with all these examples. You know, in China, we kill all the girls and then we complain we don't have anybody to marry. And then we run around with all these psychotic notions, creating our own demise, always ever learning supposedly, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth, Brian.
Well, there you go. That's well put, Sam. And it keeps what's next? I mean, here's their next thing or what's their next thing? And it that's right. I mean, you start round and you could write a book about all this stuff, just like you said. And that's right, you know. Ever
and then I go ahead and bring it up, and they're like, "Ah, you're a redneck racist. Dismiss you. Shut you down. Don't. You're just full of misinformation, there, buddy.
Yeah,
you know, right. Fake news fetcher. What's up with you? Kind of a thing. And it's like, what?
Well,
and then I try to fight and push back, and they're like, "We're going to defund you now.
Yeah. How about accountability? I mean, it is fake news, and we're catching a lot of it with no accountability. It's like Biden. You know, all these double standards that he's created, you know, I mean, if you're starting to cut down, well, we're tearing down that wall. We're letting everybody in. Well, that's funny. One in five are coming in sick. Is that okay? But yet you want everybody around here who are civilized and live in this community. We've got to take the shots on. Who cares who's coming in? But, or we're catching the lies and we're catching the lies. And is it just so that we finally, these lies must be truth. I mean, if there's so much, we just can't take it. Oh, I guess, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's so pathetic that, but no accountability. I guess if there's no accountability, I think we take these news agencies out there that are just promoting his agenda and not talking about this because that would show him his real face. Maybe we hold them accountable saying, well, you guys are done.
Boy, howdy, do I wish that was possible, ladies and gentlemen. Brian's spot on. Brian Rust, thank you so much for your time. Godspeed. We'll chat next week.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Great job. See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, there we have it. Brian Rust, over the past 50 years, him and his family have been helping people understand how to invest in precious metals effectively. RustCoinAndGift.com, RustGoldAndSilver.com. Get involved today. A little bit at a time makes a tremendous difference.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because... in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
We'll be right back. parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust doing a phenomenal job. Yeah, oil prices surging around the world. Inflation going to be our companion for the near future. I hope it ain't the far future, but that's what you can expect with dishonest money all the time going on, ladies and gentlemen. Destroying the environment in the name of the environment. Or in the name of green energy, destroying the environment to save us is kind of what we've been dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll just tell you, they tell you that I'm involved in fake news because of the stories I bring up and the focus that I have on the stories and my viewpoint, my opinion to which I'm entitled, etc. I submit they're involved in fake news. And the battle's on. You decide who's really peddling fake news versus who's telling you the truth, okay? Here's the headline that I find fascinating as YouTube, Facebook, and other criminal organizations continue to abuse their authority and power as they lord over the people. Headline says, quote, YouTube is expanding its, quote, vaccine misinformation policies to include all vaccine approved by health agencies, pursuing more aggressive enforcement against anti-vaccine content and deleting specific accounts. Yeah. Think about that. Let me say this again. YouTube is expanding its vaccine, quote, misinformation policy to include all vaccines included or approved by health agencies. They're pursuing what they consider fake news accounts more aggressively. The social media company, that's YouTube in this case, will remove any content that falsely alleges that any vaccine approved by the World Health Organization are dangerous or ineffective at reducing transmission. Yeah. Anything you say, they will jettison your narrative. You can't say it's part of a depopulation agenda. You can't say they're not safe. You can't say they're not effective. You can't bring up any of these problems. They say the Center for Countering Digital Hate was referenced by the White House in its urging of Facebook to crack down on COVID-19 misinformation. So, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that there's a Center for Countering Digital Hate? Think about that. Did you know we had that? Did you know we have a Center for Countering Digital Hate? I really want to know that question. I'm not saying that I'm for hate. I'm just saying, who runs that center? Whose viewpoint gets peddled in that? All right? They won't even let you discuss the success or failures of experiments in vaccines. It's serious, ladies and gentlemen. It's so bad that I'm not the only one concerned about it. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis ordered his Secretary of State, Laurel Lee, I think is how you say her name, to investigate Facebook over alleged election interference. Revealed by the Wall Street Journal's bombshell report. Now, I covered that report in great detail on your radio. The Wall Street Journal documenting how their special privilege accounts at Facebook for the elite, for the rich, for the famous, for the whatever, celebrity. And so you and I get shut down in a heartbeat, and rich people get promoted and protected via their special program. We talked about this in great detail on a previous broadcast. Well, Ron DeSantis noticed the same thing I did and said, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. And it turns out that certain candidates have had their accounts shut down, but favorite incumbent candidates have had their accounts on Facebook protected. And so now he's saying, wait a minute. He ordered his Secretary of State, Laura Lee, to investigate Facebook, right, over alleged election interference. Revealed by the Wall Street Journal's bombshell reports. So there you have it. I'm not the only one that thinks this is serious. Ron DeSantis thinks it is as well. The Wall Street Journal September 13th report showed that the tech giant employed a content review system called XCheck that allowed certain, quote, white list high profile figures and celebrities to bypass its algorithms when sharing content that otherwise would be flagged and shut people down. Well, the problem is it violates some Florida election laws. What happens when you have an incumbent, ladies and gentlemen, that gets a special protected account? And then you have somebody running against them that has an account that gets shut down. Might that manipulate the outcome of the election? Might that violate campaign laws on the books in given states? I think the answer is clearly yes. I mentioned that on the radio. Ron DeSantis doubled down and agrees to the point where he said, hey, I got to have my Secretary of State look into this sucker. This is crazy town. Boy, howdy, Ron. Are you right on this one, sir? Wow. All right. Tulsi Gabbard, Hawaii legislator, hits Biden hard for being judge, jury, and executioner. What did Joe Biden do this time? I get it. There's so many of them, you kind of wonder, how did Joe step in it again? Well, easy. I guess Biden was judge, jury, and executioner when he attacked Border Patrol agents over the false narrative. The idea was, hey, Border Patrol agents on their horses are whipping immigrants with their reins and such. Turns out it wasn't even true. Turns out Joe Biden just doubled down on his ignorance and played judge, jury, and executioner to the point where, wow, who do you think you are, Joe? To the point where now Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat, going after Joe, saying this is insanity. I commend Tulsi for standing up and telling the truth. Shame on Joe. He needs to apologize to these Border Patrol agents. But he really needs to apologize, in my humble opinion, to the American people at large. You say, why, Sam? Because when you're the president of the United States and you understand that there's checks and balances on the federal level, so the legislative, the judicial, the executive, etc., right, branches, and you realize there's a separation of powers, and then you also realize that there's a separation of powers all the way to the local level on the same point, legislative, executive, and judicial. That's all the way from the top, in my opinion, which would be the local municipalities, all the way to the bottom, which would be the federal government, right? Those checks and balances exist. I'm going to call those horizontal. Then there's also vertical checks and balances, which means that the federal government has delegated jurisdiction, very limited in scope and defined by the supreme law of the land. The states have broad authority. And there's a separation of powers between the states and the federal government as well. There's a separation of power between the counties and the states as well. Anyway, Joe Biden should understand these separations of power, ladies and gentlemen. And therefore, when he starts to criticize these Border Patrol agents or whatever on horseback because he sees a little snippet of a video and acts like he knows, why doesn't he step back and go, wait a minute now? There's checks and balances in our system. I don't know the whole story. I'm going to say that they're innocent until proven guilty. Let's get to the bottom of what really happened here. Let's get to the bottom of who's violating what laws, when, where, how, who, why, and let's figure this thing out. That's what the President of the United States should be saying. But, of course, he didn't like the state of Texas because they're Republican, and so he went belligerent, judge, jury, and executioner, and attacked Border Patrol agents over a false narrative. Why would he attack the Border Patrol agents anyway? He should be supporting the Border Patrol, not attacking them. After all, half the reason that these Border Patrol agents are having such a struggle is because Joe Biden has created an open door policy to illegal aliens, criminals, and the like, right? Anyway, I digress. There you have it. Shame on Joe. Good job, Tulsi. You're right as rain. Now, Rand Paul emails me. Sam, the media tries to cover up the truth as much as they can, but let me tell you, Sam, what's really happening right now, says Rand Paul. Liberals are fighting harder than ever to flood our nation with illegal immigrants, bury our businesses with unnecessary regulations, demand vaccinations for anyone who wants to work, indoctrinate our children in schools, take our guns, and spend America into oblivion. And Sam, that's not an exaggeration. Just ask them what they want, and they'll tell you exactly that. Wow. I agree. Rand Paul's right on this reality check, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Liberals are fighting harder than ever to do all these different things. What do we do about it, folks? Right? What are we going to do about it? Are we just going to allow it to continue? Now, some are just saying the only chance we have is the election. Got to wait till 2022 to do anything about it. I don't agree with that, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can really demand that our states nullify now. Okay? I think we can really make a difference if we demand it. But again, and I've always said this, you can't just go to war like some patriots want to do. They're itching for a war. That's the most disastrous thing I've heard. All right. What we need to do, in my opinion, is we need to push back and nullify now. And we need to demand our states do it. Now, most states are going to have a problem nullifying now. And the reason that they are is primarily because they are on the government, federal government, influx of money gravy train. And as a result, most states don't have the guts, because what'll happen every time we try to push back, nullify now, make a difference, stand up as a state, really assert our sovereignty, if you will, then the federal government just says, we'll go ahead and chop off the cash, baby. And then a lot of governors and state legislative bodies kind of melt down and go, oh, we can't have that. We need to start to push back and say, listen, we don't care what you do, we're gonna stand on our own two feet. We're going to demand accountability here. We're going to rein you in. When Rand Paul says liberals are fighting harder than ever to flood our nation with illegal immigrants, it's easy to see it's true. Bury our businesses and unnecessary regulations, it's true. Demand vaccinations for anyone who wants to work, that's, you can see that's happening, right? Indoctrination in government schools about critical race theory and all this other stuff, right? Take our guns away. They want to destroy America. And if you ask them, they'll even literally tell you, absolutely. They won't say, I want to destroy America. They'll just say, yeah, we want to take your guns. Well, of course we want to change the game on illegal immigrants. I'm not trying to bury your business with unnecessary regulation, but man, you got to have the vaccines. You got to go ahead and follow this law and that law, and they're making a gazillion laws. They want to spend America into oblivion. It's easy to see. It's not an exaggeration, folks. Anyway, we thought we'd bring that to your attention. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. A very special surprise guest coming up next hour. Hang tight. You'll discover it here in just a couple of minutes on your radio. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally today. God save the Republic.